This is Ozarks at Large. As students prepare to join the workforce of the future, they may want to consider learning about unmanned aircraft systems. According to a study by the Association for Unmanned Vehicles Systems International, the unmanned aircraft systems industry is forecast to create more than 600 jobs and nearly $500 million in economic impact in Arkansas over the next 10 years. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith is helping members of the local business community become commercial drone pilots by offering a course through the Center for Business and Professional Development. Center Director Dave Robertson has helped organize this condensed non-credit course.
My department does training for business and industry in the area, and we work with over 100 companies each year doing whatever training they need. We can do everything from this type of stuff to robotics to welding, just whatever a company needs, we can put together the training program for them.
The goal of the 40-hour course, which takes place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. March 13th through the 17th, is to prepare participants to take the license tests to become commercial drone operators.
We'll spend the first 3 days concentrating on preparing for the exam. And then on Thursday, the participants will go to Drake Field in Fayetteville, where there's an official FAA testing center, and they'll sit for the written part of the exam. And once they've done that, they're licensed to be operators, and we can do hands-on. We'll start with some simulator on the computer, and then we'll actually let them observe and then operate a drone in a controlled environment.
That controlled environment will be an indoor facility at K. Rogers Park. Because the UAFS campus is located within a 5-mile radius of an airport, a drone can't be operated in that area without a permit.
I was thinking, oh, we'll use the gymnasium, and then have a terrible moment of fear of we hit the scoreboard or we chip the floor. So the trainer suggested, said, you have a rodeo arena somewhere close by. So K. Rogers Park is going to work with us to let us do the demonstration there, and that'll be on Friday.
Industry partners collaborating with UAFS include the 188th Wing of the Arkansas Air National Guard and a company called Energies from Huntsville, Alabama. Edward Cerna, Chief of Staff and Associate Vice Chancellor for External Funding, was able to connect the university with Energies because of the time he spent working with drones in the Army in Alabama.
They are a firm based out of Huntsville, Alabama, that has traditionally done a lot of the logistics and training support for small unmanned systems for the Army. We also have another industry partner called MAG Aerospace. They're based out of Virginia. They do a lot of the same things around small unmanned aircraft. They also have a contract with the 188 for the Predators. So they're pretty industry heavy in understanding a lot of different classes of aircraft.
Cerna says unmanned aircraft systems has always been an area where the technology has outpaced policy. However, he says within the last year, the Federal Aviation Administration has relaxed its regulations regarding commercial licensing.
It's less stringent. Mm-hmm. So now you don't have to be a pilot to be able to get a UAV pilot license. So that's really kind of opened the floodgates. So now a lot of small companies and different industries can actually use this technology. So now that the policy's kind of caught up with the technology, I think we're seeing where this can be a real workforce development need. And that's kind of what UAFS does, right? We're a workforce development institution, and that's kind of our mission. So we should be educating that workforce.
Dave Robertson, director of the Center for Business and Professional Development, says the applications for this technology are growing and include more than just retail delivery.
I know search and rescue is going to be a big area for drone use, and law enforcement in the future, they'll really be using them. Agriculture is a big area. I've heard stories that in Florida, in an orange grove, if a tree gets a fungus on the tree, they need to cut it down quickly so it doesn't spread to other trees in the grove. They can send up an unmanned aircraft system and with a heat sensor, sense the heat in the tree from the fungus, go right to that tree, cut it down, and save themselves time and effort. I think cattlemen will use it extensively to keep up with their cattle, where they are, look for lost calves, that sort of thing. I think that the applications are endless.
Among next week's participants is an electric utility company who Robertson says could use a drone when assessing damage following a tornado or an ice storm. Fort Smith Public Schools is another participant in the course. The district is planning to introduce unmanned aircraft systems to high school students in the fall. Robertson says he sees drone operation as an emerging field and a huge employment opportunity.
Anything you can do to pique the interest of the students and why they're learning physics and electronics and things like that, to see these applications, more inclined to stick with their studies and follow it through. So it's an application of the technology that they learn. Same thing with robotics. And I think that's one of the things, too, in the high schools. It's really interesting if they can see something new and exciting, and they'll understand why they're having to study trig and geometry and things like that in high school, hopefully dive in a little harder and a little deeper and pay more attention and follow through. And then hopefully our programs will match up with the Fort Smith Public Schools and just follow right on through to a career.
They are still in the process of learning more about unmanned aircraft systems, but Robertson says he'd like to offer this course again, and perhaps even a half-day class, to educate the public on what's required for the recreational use of drones. He says they'll continue to try and meet the demand for this information until the demand runs out. More information is available by calling 788-7799.